happens to evening. 11, 15, 23. The title of this is called The Last Watch. Not many years ago, I'm thinking, I don't even remember where it was. I think it's when we was riding motorcycles when we were at the Olympia Inn in Fort Davis. I think it's when you had this about what I'm going to talk about, this chapter. And as I read it to you, then I'll explain further. This is Matthew chapter 20. Maybe it wasn't then. Maybe that was something else. But anyway, it's been many years ago. All right, verse 1 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. About the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the least unto the first. And when they came, they were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good men of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." So what Danny had that day was, he is wondering, you know, why all these years, and back then, that's probably 20 years ago, I don't even know. I know it couldn't have been when we were doing motorcycles 20 years ago, but it was before that time, I think. And so the Lord spoke to Danny and said, well, I hadn't hired you yet. Thinking, well, you know, was on radio 8 years, been on, you know, TV 15 years. You just think, well, I'm not hired yet. You know, not really where you feel like, you know, that maybe you're called to. You're not there yet. Well, but the thing is, it doesn't matter how late God calls you. If you're in the 11th hour, you get the same pay. If you worked an hour, or if you were the one that started the first shift. So I say to you, if somebody, this happens to you, just discount it. Don't let them ruffle your feathers because they think, well, we've paid our dues, but you haven't. That's kind of the churchy way things are. Sorry to say, but that's really the way it is. If you don't do it the way we do it, you don't come up in the line of command that we think you ought to, I call it church politics. If you're not into church politics, then going to a local fellowship, more than likely you're not going to get anywhere unless you want to start in the nursery. Yeah. The last church I went to, already been on TV for quite a long time, and I got to do the nursery. No, I was on radio then. But anyway, I'm going, okay. But it's kind of one of those deals. You know, it's the Lord that calls us, right? Not man. That's why I detest structured religious things. We've all come out of it. And there's a lot of people still stuck in that system. It's before the Lord that we rise and fall. It's before the Lord that we're called. It's not subject to a man. And the Lord of the harvest is going to oversee your training. And when he decides, okay, it's time for you to, your number's up. I believe we're in the last watch, from personal opinion. All right. I believe we're in the last watch. We will just have to ignore those that have been doing it a long time and just do what we are to do. Like I've said before, I'm thankful to the Lord that he pulled me out of the system so that he could train me, because the Lord's even said that to us in a word of prophecy. I could not have used you if you had not have come out. Because I was thinking, I kept going back to the same church, thinking, well, I have to connect with them. And the Lord's saying, no, you don't have to connect with them. That's the problem. You're never going to do anything or make it if you don't get out of that vicious circle you're in. I remember Brother Hagin went through that. I can't remember how many times he went back to the same church. And he was praying in a meeting, and he was praying in the Spirit, and he kept doing this thing round and round his finger. And the Lord said, yeah, you get around, get back around, then you go back, and then you come back around, and all this stuff going on with his hands while he was praying in the Spirit. And so it's like a merry-go-round like this. So the Lord knows when our number's up as far as hiring, right? We're not subject to any man's, what do you call, timetable, or if we did it the way they think we ought to do it. No, God calls. Promotion comes not from where? The south, the east, or the west, but from the north, where his throne is. That's where promotion comes from. Okay. This is something that I've observed over the years in churches. If you don't pay your dues, according to church politics, you don't get chosen. It seems that the Lord does not look at it that way. These on the last watch were standing around with nothing to do. The ones that had been working criticized the householder. We could say that this is unconventional ways, not the religious church way. So they consider that unconventional. Well, I remember someone years ago saying something to me about, well, you need to have some credibility. And I thought, because they suggested, you know, maybe you need to make a track about your ministry, your stuff, you know, put it out there. We've had somebody else say that. We ought to go write letters and hit the churches, you know, you need to be out there. Well, the Lord wasn't saying going out there, but that's what they did. So they called us and counseled me that that's what I should be doing. And when I heard that, I thought, that's not what the Lord wants me to do. I don't need to go beat the bushes. I don't need to do letters and send them to the pastors of the churches to get my foot in the door. No. I just need to listen to the Spirit, and so do you. When the Lord says go, you go. He says it's your time, you step up. Jesus' disciples had no understanding of what Jesus was saying here, but he further admonishes them. This is verse 17. Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. He said unto her, what wilt thou? She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand, the other on thy left, in thy kingdom. Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. And he saith unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. Even Jesus is saying, it's not mine to give, that's the Father's. So even if you're going to a church and they promote you and you do all those things, does that mean that you're really doing God's will? I don't know. And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brethren. But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. And even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. So they didn't have any clue about how God promotes and what people go through to be promoted by God. People don't have any idea. I'm thinking, you would think by now, I think here after nearly 30 years of ministry, I would think I'd be promoted. Or hired. Let's just put hired to put it in context. But you know what? It's not about whenever I think I'm ready, because God knows. I was making a joke with the Lord a while ago. I said, well, Lord, you know, I used to think that well done, good and faithful servant, you know. I think that many times I've been in the fire, I guess it's going to be literal. I'm going to be well done by the time this is over. And you too. Crispy. Crispy critter. Well done. I like it. Charred. Lord, I'm charred. Anyway, it's about character and not position. And depending on what you're called to do, it might be shorter or longer. Yeah? I remember having a word for somebody, and I held on to it for 10 years. And this was a particular person that was very gifted musically, and he was one of the best praise and worship leaders I'd ever seen. But he was a character. And in the Word, it said, God wants those that have character. They are not acting like characters. Thus, you know, the fire. Being tried by fire. Getting the character. The stuff coming out of us that isn't pleasing to God, so that He can hire us and we can be trusted. I've had several opportunities today to do the wrong thing. And I made up my mind a while ago. I said, Lord, I don't care. I am going to do the right thing. You do the right thing even when the right thing is not being done to you. And a lot of that character building is just that right there. Those little foxes that spoil the vine. You know, when people do us wrong, we want to just, I don't want to see you anymore. Don't come around here. You know how we act? When we don't want to mess with them anymore, we don't want to deal with them anymore, or they've hurt us and we want to lash out at them. What's the greatest thing there is? Right. Love never fails. And when you need something from the Lord, when your love basket's full, there isn't any hindrance. There's nothing that can delay it, because love never fails, the Word says. We want to get ugly with people because people are hurting us. But what is that going to solve? Nothing. But the Lord's going to look and say, you know what? You were in some unlovely situations and you acted right. You're hired. Instead of you're fired, like Donald Trump. You're fired. The apprentice. God's the apprentice. He's the hirer and the firer. No pun intended. Firer. All right. The competition of the ages is what this story is about. Well, who's going to be greatest? The one that's got the character. The one that's the servant. That's the one that's got the character. All right. I was first, so I should receive greater. That's the way man thinks. That's the way the world thinks. I paid my dues. I deserve to be here. Oh, really? I worked long and I should get greater rewards. Isn't that the way the corporate world is? Isn't that the way companies are? Yeah, definitely. All right. It's about the Jesus team here. We're on the Jesus team. Many of those, or maybe just the ones that have gone to heaven, actually get this, and we're going to look at that in a minute here. All right. We have a part to play in this plan that God has laid out. It seems we all have our part, but with each part, just like its body, we make up a whole. No one is left behind. Not on the Jesus team. Maybe God saves the best for last, huh? If we're in the last watch, the 11th hour, it sure, even the world is screaming that. If we're in the last watch, who cares how long? We all get the same reward. Maybe, you know, I don't understand God's ways, do you? But it doesn't make any difference. It's going to be His way or no way. So we just might as well get in line. That's the way I feel about it. That's why the decision I made today, I thought, Lord, there's not very many people in this world that show the example of love before others. You see a lot of the other. So I'll make a decision to best my ability. I'm going to show love to people, whether or not they're lovely to me or not. Now, you know, we know how that is. All right, we've been assigned a watch. We will be responsible for the watch that we're assigned. This is Matthew 25 here. This bunch, the Lord came a-calling. Some of them just got weary and fell asleep. Right here, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. Do you know how many times, I mean, there's many times the word watch is in the Bible. You know, a lot of people fell asleep. All the all the programming of the mainstream media, everyone was lured into a slumber. To me, that's just a get up, go to work, come home. You know, just your old routine, day in, day out, sit in front of the boob tube all night. You know, that kind of thing is what caused people to fall asleep and not know or not be aware of the time that we live in. Yeah. All right, Strong's here. Watch means to keep awake and watch. As Christians, we are to be watchers. You know, you hear about the watchers on the wall, those that pray in the Spirit, and they hear from God about the state of the nation, the state of their city. They pay attention to what's going on. Well, it's taking people like that that's bringing us out of this slumber that the whole world's been in, been under. See, that's Satan's ploy. That's what he does. He lures you to sleep with movies. Really? Lured to sleep. All right. Hebrews 12:1. Hebrews 12:1 talks about those that have gone on. They had their watch, and now they're in heaven. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. In fact, there's lots of people. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Danny used to run track. What happens when you get your focus off? It's not pretty, right? Yeah, definitely not. All right, 12, let's just read it. I like this whole chapter here. It says, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and yet ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father's spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor with blackness and darkness and tempest. The sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you are coming to Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Do y'all get the picture here? We're all connected. We're connected to those that have gone on, as much as we're connected to the ones that are still here. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Now you understand the fire. He's removing all those things that would shake us. Because of what's fixing to happen on this earth, it's going to shake a lot of people up, especially Christians. Wherefore, ye receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. See, we won't be consumed because we have stood the test. We've learned to walk in the fire, right? Yeah. We're all connected. We're all part of the Jesus team. Those that have gone on, those that are still here. We're all a team. All right, go over to Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, has made unto us our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Wow. "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing unto every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth.' Now such as in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power unto him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.' And the four beasts said, 'Amen.' And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever." Can you imagine in the sea? They're all singing. It says here, "And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such are in the sea, and all that are in them heard I saying." See, everybody, everything, heaven, earth, under the earth, in the sea. They know who reigns. Thank God. Thank God it's not in the hands of the Palladians or the Octurians or any of those other groups, you know. All right, John 10:16. This scripture here, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Those that are gone, those that are left. Yeah, one shepherd. All right, 1 Thessalonians 4. 16. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." We're all one team. All right, the next one, this is 1 Thessalonians 5. "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. For you are the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." That's why we got to watch. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. All right. Heaven is just a holding tank until the earth lease runs out and these end time events kick off. The church is looking for the great escape, but I see none of that here. Everything's going to be going on the earth. I mean, I've got it written down here, then we're going to be done here, but I'm going to show you. Everything is going to happen here on the earth. I don't see any reference of anything going on in heaven. Do you? In fact, I see references of things coming from heaven to the earth, but nobody going from here to there. All right. Revelation 19. Starting with verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God, Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls of the that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God. Most Christians believe that supper's in heaven after the rapture. 7 years after they're going to have a meal for 7 years while all this devastation is going on down here. Do y'all see that? That ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. This is happening on the earth. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. This is the battle of Armageddon, y'all. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and then worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Really, this is the marriage supper of the Lamb. All right, 20. Now I saw the angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, bound him for 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. After that, he must be loosed a little season. The nations are in heaven. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. the earth. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such a second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Where? The earth. And when 1,000 years expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth. Gog and Magog together and together. The battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then there's the great white throne judgment. Then 21 we see there will be, then here's the new heaven and new earth. Right here, 21:1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. See, all this is going to be completed right here on the earth before God ever creates a new heaven and a new earth. All right. Hold the line, stay awake, keep watch, for we're nearly to the finish line. That's my opinion, but I believe it's true. And we're going to read a few more scriptures, and we'll be done. Mark 13. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, even Jesus doesn't know the day, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Luke chapter 12. Starting with 35 there. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and have not suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord shall make Lord over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all he hath. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maid servants, and eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Couple more. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, and be strong, and let all things be done with charity. All right, 2 Timothy 4, and we'll be done here. Verse 1. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So I think we got to just keep our watch. Doesn't matter how long it takes, we just keep obeying the Lord and doing what he tells us to do. Regardless who listens, don't listen, who cares. We just do it. All right.